早上好。
When I was last with you, we were reading Galatians.
上次我在你们当中的时候，我们在读加拉太书。
So let us open up at Galatians once more.
所以就让我们再打开加拉太书。
Father, we ask you as we open the scripture that our time wouldn't be wasted, but will be profitable.
天父，我们祈求你，当我们打开你的话语的时候，让我们的时间不是浪费的，而是对我们有益处的。
Lord, we ask that you would open the word to us.
主啊，我们祈求你向我们打开你的话语。
That you would be our teacher.
你来做我们的师父。
That you would speak to our heart.
你也对我们的心来说话。
Lord, we don't simply want words and stories. We want your voice in our heart.
我们不单单的希望听到一些的话语和故事，但是我们要你的声音来对我们的心讲话。
So we commit our time to you.
所以就将我们的时间交托给你。
And we ask, Lord, and trust you for your anointing, for speaking, for translating, and for hearing this word.
我们也求主的灵来恩膏讲的、翻译的和听的。
And we ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主宝贵的名，阿门。
So we're in Galatians in chapter 2.
上次我们读到加拉太书第二章。
And you remember that the incident that we looked at, which begins in verse 11, concerned the confrontation between Peter and Paul.
你们记得我们上一次读到一个事件，是记载在加拉太书的二章十一节里面，是关于保罗和彼得之间的一次冲突。
So Peter was visiting Antioch.
那时候彼得在访问安提阿。
And Peter understood.That what Christ had done had completely changed his life.
彼得也明白主所做的已经完全改变了他的生命。
He was no longer a narrow-minded Jew.
他不再是一个带着很狭隘观念的犹太人。
But he now understood the purpose of God in Christ.
他现在已经明白了神在基督里面的目的。
So he mixed very freely with his brothers and sisters who were Gentiles.
所以他很自由地与那些外邦的弟兄姊妹们交往。
But when people came from Jerusalem, he withdrew from the Gentiles.
但是当人从耶路撒冷教会来的时候，他就从外邦人中间退出去了。
And so Paul challenged him.
所以这时候保罗就挑战他。
And he challenged him because what was at stake?Was the gospel.
保罗挑战他，因为这里面的关键是福音。
Now, when we say the gospel, sometimes we just think, oh, that's the message we take to the unbelievers.
当我们谈到福音这两个字的时候，我们通常认为这就是我们告诉那些还不信之人的故事。
But actually, the gospel is the whole eternal purpose of God.
但其实福音是神永远的旨意和计划。
The gospel is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个福音就是主耶稣基督的自己。
And everything that concerns him is the good news.
关乎主耶稣基督的每一件事情对我们来说都是福音。
So Paul challenged Peter because it was in danger that the gospel was in danger by Peter's behavior.
所以保罗那个时候挑战彼得，因为像他那样的行为其实就是在挑战这个福音。
And you remember last time we spoke about verse 16 particularly.
记得上一次我们特别讲到第16节。
And verse 16.
第16节。
Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ,Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified.
加拉太书二章十六节，既知道人称义不是因行律法，乃是因信耶稣基督，连我们也信了基督耶稣，使我们因信基督称义。不因行律法称义，因为凡有血气的，没有一人因行律法称义。
So this word justified is so important.
这一句因信称义，这句话非常的重要。
To be justified is to be right with God.
因信称义的意思就是在神面前是对的。
Now, before we talk about that, I mean, many people don't think that is even important.
当然在我们讲这件事之前，很多人觉得在神面前是对的，根本也不重要。
Can you think of a man in the scripture who didn't think justification was important?
你能不能想出在旧约里面有人觉得因信称义并不那么重要的？
Well, there is one.
有一个人。
Luke, Gospel of Luke in chapter 12.
在路加福音十二章里面。
Gospel of Luke in chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。
And beginning at verse 16.
在十六节的开始。
Then he spoke a parable to them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do?Since I have no room to store my crops.
十六十七节就用比喻对他们说，有一个财主田产丰盛，自己心里思想说，我的出产没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？
So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there I will store all my crops and my goods.
又说，我要这么办，要把我的仓房拆了，另盖更大的。在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry.
十九节，然后要对我的灵魂说，灵魂呐、啊，你有许多财物积存，可做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。
Now we know what sort of man this is that the Lord is describing in his story.
我们知道主在这个故事中所讲的人是怎么样的一个人。
You know what sort of man this is?
这是怎么样的一个人呢？
This is the man
这个人
that many mothers were saying to their sons
是 很多的妈妈会对他们孩子讲的。
You need to be like him.
你长大了就要做这样的人。
You need to do like he's done.
你长大了就要像那个人所做的。
If you study hard, you can be like him.
你好好读书，长大了就会这样的。
You can be very successful.
你将来会很成功。
This is a very successful man.
这里讲的那个人是非常成功的。
And maybe they said to their daughters,
可能那些母亲也对他们的女儿说，
We need to find a husband for you like him.
你将来要找一个像那样的人嫁给他。
Because he's a successful man.
因为那是一个成功人士。
He's a good man.
他是一个好人。
He's done very well.
他在世界上做得很好。
See, look, he's building new barns.
你看，他造了新的仓房。
He has so much.
他有这么多的财产。
And God said to him, Fool.
但神却对他说，无知的人啊。
This night, your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided?
今夜必要你的灵魂。你所预备的要归谁呢？
So who wants their daughter to marry a fool?
所以谁想要他们的女儿嫁给一个无知的人呢？
And who wants their son to grow up to be a fool?
谁想要他们自己的儿子长大成为这样一个无知的人呢？
Well, we would all say we don't want that.
我们可能都会说，我们不要这样。
No, we don't want that.
我们不希望这样。
But to know what a fool is, we have to inquire of God.
但是要知道怎么样的人是一个无知的人，我们必须来问神。
Because it seems to me, if all the world says that I am wise,
因为对我来说，好像整个世界都是那样的不智慧。
But God says that I'm a fool.
但是神却说这些人是无知的人。
It's that last opinion that is going to count.
神最后给他定的一个结论才是那个最重要的结论。
That's the judgment that matters.
那就是神的审判，那是非常重要的。
Not the judgment of this world.
而不是这个世界对你的结论重要。
So the Lord Jesus told this story.
所以主耶稣在这里讲了这个故事。
Here is a man who had no thought of being right with God.
这一个财主，他从来不思想怎么在神面前是对的。
He was very busy with this life.
他在今生非常的忙碌。
If you said to him, Are you justified before God?
如果你去问他，你在神面前是对的吗？
He would say, I have no time.
他会告诉你我没时间。
Can't you see how busy I am?
你看不到我这么忙吗?
Can't you see all the work I have to do?
你不看到我有这么多事要做吗?
And after he'd built his barns,
然后当他造完仓房以后呢?
He'd say, I have no time.
他说我也没有时间。
I'm eating, drinking, and being merry.
我在吃喝玩乐。
I don't have time for that.
我没有时间去想那些事。
Why are you so serious?
你为什么这么严肃呢?
Why do you talk about these things?
为什么 你这么认真的要谈这些事呢?
Lighten up a bit.
你开心点吧。
So after the Lord told this story, he said in verse 21, So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God.
所以主耶稣讲了这个比喻以后在二十一节就说凡为自己积财在神面前却不富足的也是这样。
Now when I read this, I ask a question.
我读到这句话的时候问一个问题。
I know what it is to be rich in this world.
我知道在这个世界上做有一个富裕的人是怎么样的。
But what is it to be rich towards God?
但是在神面前富足这句话什么意思?
I am nothing.
我一无所有。
There's nothing good in me.
我里面没有良善。
How can I be rich towards God?
我怎么能够在神面前富足呢?
So we have this question.
所以带着这个问题。
But it seems that the Lord Jesus was saying that you can be rich towards God.
看来主耶稣说你可以做到在神面前富足的状况。
In other words, that God can look at your life.And say that you are rich. He's not saying you are a fool, but he's saying you are rich.
也就是说，在神的眼里，他可以说你是一个富足的人。
Would you like that life?
你想不想要过这样的生活呢？
Well, who would not want that life?
谁又不想要这样的生活呢？
So the question is, how can we be rich towards God?
所以我们的问题就是。我们怎么样在神的面前活出富足的生活?
And the answer to that question is in Galatians.
而对这个问题的答案就在加拉太书。
Because what Paul is doing here is unfolding or opening up the mystery of salvation.
因为保罗在这里所讲的是打开一个救恩的奥秘。
Our salvation is not a small thing.
我们的救恩不是一件小的事情。
Our salvation is from God.
我们的救恩是从神那里来的。
It was designed by God.
是神所设计的。
It was in the heart of God before the creation of the universe.
是在创立世界之前就在神的心里的。
So we are challenged to, do you understand this?
所以我们就受到这个挑战。你明白吗?
If somebody does something wrong to us,
如果有人得罪了我们
And they come to us and they say, I'm sorry for what I did.
然后他们对你说对不起
Then we say, okay, I forgive you.
然后你说好我原谅你
Everybody can understand that.
每个人都明白是吗
And is that what God has done?
这是不是就是神所做的事情呢
No, that is not what God has done.
不这不是神做的事情
That is very simple.
那件事情很简单。
But God has gone much further than that.
但是神所做的要远远超过这些。
The salvation that we have is much more than that.
我们所得到的救恩是远远的超过这些。
And Paul begins to speak about that here.
所以这里保罗就开始讲。
So what is justification?
什么是因信称义?
What is it to be made right with God?
我们在神面前是对的,这是怎么一回事情呢?
Now let's ask again the question, what is at stake here?
我们再来问这个问题,就是这里的关键是哪里呢?
Look at verse 21.
请看二十一节。
This is Galatians chapter 2, verse 21, the last verse.
加拉太书二章二十一节。
He says, I do not set aside the grace of God.
他说,我不废掉神的恩。
I do not set aside the grace of God.
我不废掉神的恩。
It is very possible for a Christian, a believer, to set aside the grace of God.
对于一个得救的基督徒来说是很容易很有可能废掉神的恩。
You say, why would you do that?
你说为什么我们会这样做呢?
But I remember the day that the Lord spoke to me, and he said to me, that is exactly what I was doing.
但是我记得那一天主自己对我说你就在做这样的事情。
In fact, he says, he uses the expression, chapter 5.
当时主是用加拉太书第五章里面。
In verse 4.
第五章的第四节里面。
The last part, he says, you have fallen from grace.
这句话五章四节的后半句从恩典中堕落了。
And that was what the Lord said to me.
这就是那天主自己对我所说的。
You have fallen from grace.
你从恩典中堕落了。
Now, we know that the grace of God is His goodness to us that we don't deserve.
我们知道神的恩典是那么的好，我们不配得的。
Why would we set that aside?
那我们为什么会把它废掉呢？
Why would we be in a position where we've fallen from grace?
为什么我们会走到这样的地步，从恩典中堕落呢？
The answer is because we have not seen the mystery of this salvation.
答案就是我们没有看见这个救恩里面的奥秘。
Or we have not laid hold of this mystery by faith.
或者说我们没有用信心来持守这一个救恩里面的奥秘。
So we don't want to set aside the grace of God.
所以我们不愿意废掉神的恩。
And then see what he says then in verse 21.
然后看21节接下来。
For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain.
若义若是基督，义若是藉着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Christ died in vain.
基督就是徒然死了。
That is in vain for you.
就说基督为你是白白死了。
If we are not in this place, which Paul is speaking of,
如果我们不是在保罗所说的这一个地步里面，
then as far as we are concerned, Christ died in vain.
然后就我们来说，基督就是为我们白白死了。
We are not benefited by his death.
他的死对我们并没有好处。
Nobody wants to be in that place.
我想没有一个人愿意走到这样的光景。
Now, let us ask the question.
那让我们来问一个问题。
What would be the condition, or what would be necessary if it were true that Christ died in vain?
如果说要基督为我们是白白死了，那是怎样一个情况，怎样一个可能呢？
Well, first of all,If we were not sinners,
我们不是罪人。
If we were not sinners, and Christ had died, well, there was no purpose.
如果我们不是罪人，那么基督的死就对我们没有什么意义。
But the scripture is clear.
但是经文很清楚。
That all have sinned.
世人都犯了罪。
So in that respect, he did not die in vain.
所以从那一这个角度来说，基督没有为我们白白的死。
If God
第二个是
simply forgive sin, then Christ would have died in vain.
第二种情形就是神会无条件的赦免我们一切的罪，那么基督也是白白的死了。
Can God simply forgive sin?
神能不能就是完全无条件的赦免我们一切的罪呢？
You remember? Somebody does something wrong to me?
记得吗？如果有人得罪你，
I say, I forgive you.
你说，我原谅你。
Can God do that?
神会不会这么做呢？
The answer is no.
答案也是不会。
God cannot simply forgive sin.
神不能就这样的把罪一笔涂销，为什么呢？
Why not?
为什么？
Well, it's easy to understand why not.
我们很容易可以明白为什么。
If you think of a judge,
如果你想一个法官，
the judge in the court,
在法庭里面断案，
his friend comes before him,
他的朋友来了，
well, it's his friend.
那是法官的朋友。
His friend is guilty.
他的朋友有罪。
The judge says,You can go.
那个法官对他说，你走吧。
What sort of a judge is that?
那他算是怎么样一个法官呢？
He is an unjust judge.
他是一个不公正的法官。
And God is not unjust.
但我们的神不是不公正的。
He says the soul that sins must die.
他说所有犯罪的必须死。
The wages of sin is death.
罪的工价就是死。
God can overlook sin for a time.
神可以越过罪不去看他一段时间。
But not for all time.
但并不会永远地忽略这一个罪。
There has to come a day of reckoning.
必须有一天这个罪是被带到神面前。
There has to come judgment.
这个罪必须被带到审判桌前。
If God could simply forgive sin,
如果神能够完全地赦免、原谅罪，
then Christ died in vain.
那么基督就是白白地死了。
There was no need.
因为不需要基督来死。
God could simply say, I forgive you.
神就可以说我原谅你了。
Finished.
完了。
But God could not.
但神不能。
And therefore the Lord Jesus came to bear our sins.
所以主耶稣来担当我们的罪。
And to die the just for the unjust.
他是公义的人，义人来为不义的人死。
So that God could remain just.
使得神可以仍然成为一个公义的神
and forgive.
而且又是一个能够原谅罪的神
So if God could forgive sins, then simply forgive sins, then Christ died in vain.
所以在这种情形下如果神就是可以无条件原谅罪的话基督是白白的死了
But there's a third condition.
但是还有第三种情况
If there was some way,
如果有一种方法
that we could, if there was some way that we could earn,
如果有一种方法可以使得我们来赚取
if we could somehow earn salvation,
如果有一种方法我们可以来赚取救恩
Lord, I'm sincere.
主啊，我是很真诚的
I am a sinner.
我是罪人
But surely my sincerity is enough.
但是我的罪非常严重，我也相信你。
I read the Bible.
我读圣经。
I pray.
我祷告。
I say sorry for my sins.
我为我的罪，我也承认我的罪。
Isn't that enough?
这还不够吗？
Surely.
当然了。
If I'm sincere.
如果我是真心实意的。
Isn't that good?
那不是很好吗
Isn't that enough?
那难道还不够吗
Most people say yes.
大部分的人说对呀、够了。
How could God judge a man who is sincere?
神怎么能够对一个真心实意的人下审判呢
He will accept him.
神会接受他的。
He will receive him.
神会接纳他的。
But if that's true,
但是如果那是真的话
Then Christ died in vain. There was no need.
基督也是白白的死了，因为不需要基督来为我们死。
But it's not true.
但是这不是真的。
By our sincerity,
就算我们里面是真心实意的。
By our devotion,
就算我们里面是诚心的。
By our religious life,
我们的虔诚。
By many prayers,
我们摆上众多的祷告。
By many good works,
我们行很多的善行
we cannot be saved.
我们还是不能得救
we cannot be saved.
我们不能够靠这些得救
because of what we are.
因为我们的本质
we are sinful.
我们本来我们的本相就是罪的
our nature is sinful.
罪是我们的本相
we always think in terms of what do we do.
我们总是在想我可以做些什么。
I do this.
我要做这个。
I do that.
我做那个。
That good things that I'm doing.
做这么多的好事情。
But the law judges what we are.
但是神是照着我们的所事来审判我们。
What is the difference between a good man and a bad man?
一个好人和一个坏人的区别在哪里呢？
You know, the good man is very polite.
你知道一个好人他可能很有礼貌。
And he's gentle.
很温柔。
The bad man is very rude.
那个坏人他很粗暴。
And he's violent.
很暴力。
What's the difference?
他们的区别是什么
？In heart，
在心的里面
，very little difference，
其实区别很少。
The good man has learned to restrain his anger。
那个好人，他学会了怎么控制他的怒火。
And the bad man has not。
那个坏人没有学会这一招。
But in each of them is the same anger。
但是在每一个人的心里是同样的怒火。
One is restrained。
一个是受到控制的。
And the other is not。
一个是没有受被控制的。
And the law judges what we are。
但是这个律法是对我们的本身、我们的所事来判断的。
No matter how good we are。
不管我们外面是多么的好。
No matter what people think of us。
不管人家看我们有多好。
No matter how much good we do。
不管我们有做了多少好事情。
No matter how sincere we are。
不管我们的心有多诚。
No matter how devoted we are。
不管我们有多虔诚。
Christ did not die in vain。
基督没有白白的死。
Because apart from that death, there is no salvation。
因为他如果不死，就没有救法。
How do we wander away from the faith?
我们是怎么慢慢的从我们的信心里面漂流 漂流的？
Some people backslide.
有些人他们会退后。
They leave the faith.
他们离开了所信的。
They go and commit terrible sins.
他们去犯了很可怕的罪。
They blaspheme the name of the Lord.
他们也亵渎神的名。
Well, that's one way to leave the faith.
这是离开信心的一种表现。
But we also leave the faith.
但我们也会离开所信的道。
When we begin to rest upon our own goodness.
就是当我们开始持守自己的善行的时候。
When we're very comfortable with what we are.
当我们对我们这个人很满意的时候。
And the cross of Christ becomes unimportant in a daily life, in our daily life.
主所上的十字架就在我们的每天生活中变得微不足道。
Because the reality is this.
因为事实是这样。
If you know yourself.
如果你很明白你的自己。
If the Holy Spirit in you shows you who you are.
如果圣灵在你的里面告诉你你是怎样一个人。
Then the cross of the Lord Jesus matters to you every single day.
那么主耶稣的十字架对你的每一天的生活来说都是非常重要的。
Because by his death and by his resurrection only do you have peace with God.
因为只有藉着他的死和他的复活，你才在神里面有平安。
And this is the faith we have.
这就是我们所信的。
This is the true faith.
这是真正的信心。
This is the gospel.
这就是福音。
And this only is what it is to be rich with toward God.
只有我们达到了这一点，我们在神的眼睛里就是富足的。
No other way.
没有第二种办法。
Only here.
只有这条路。
And this is so great riches.
这是多么大的富足。
So in verse 19.
所以在十九节里面。
Paul is explaining to the Galatians what he means.
保罗向加拉太人解释道。
He said we are not justified by the works of the law.
他说我们不是因为律法而称义的。
Then in verse 19, for I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
在十九节里，我因律法就像律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
我因着律法就向律法死了，叫我可以向神活着。
Well, I want to live to God.
我愿意向神活着。
I don't want any barrier between me and God.
我不要我在神当中有什么拦阻。
I want to know him.
我要认识神。
I want to hear him.
我要听见神的话。
I want to be led by him.
我也要神来带领我。
I want to be filled by him.
我要神来充满我。
I want my life to be ordered by him.
我要神来管制我的生活。
I want them to write on my gravestone.
我要他在我的墓碑上写着。
He walked with God.
他是与神同行的。
That's the life.
这是你的生活。
Alive to God.
是向神活着的生活。
Not dead to God.
而不是向神死了的生活。
So, the last part, when I see the last part of this verse, that I might live to God, I say, yes, yes, that's what I want.
当我看到十九节的后半部，叫我可以向神活着的时候，我就说，对，我就要这样的生活。
But when I read the first part of the verse, I think, what is he talking about?
但是当我读前半段的时候，我想，保罗在说什么呢？
I, through the law, died to the law.
什么叫做因律法，就向律法死了呢？
What does he mean by that?
保罗是什么意思呢？
Well, the next verse, he explains it more.
好，在下面一节里面，他就有更多的解释。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Why was the Lord Jesus crucified?
为什么主耶稣基督被钉在十字架上？
He was crucified because of the law of God.
他被钉是因为神的律法。
He was crucified because the law condemned sin to death.
他被钉是因为律法说有罪的就要死。
In chapter 3,
在第三章里面。
Verse 13.
三章的十三节。
Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs upon a tree.
三章十三节，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎出我们脱离律法的咒诅，因为经上记着，凡挂在木头上都是被咒诅的。
Now in verse 10,
在第十节
It says, for as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, cursed is everyone who does not continue in all things that are written in the book of the law to do them.
第十节，凡以行律法为本的都是被咒诅的，因为经上记着，凡不照着律法书上所记一切之事去行的，就被咒诅。
So the law, we become cursed by the law.
所以我们因着律法成为被咒诅的。
We are judged.
我们被审判
了。We are condemned.
我们被定罪了。
Because we haven't kept the law.
因为我们守不住律法。
And we can't keep the law.
我们也不能够守住律法。
But verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law.
但十三节说，基督既为我们受了咒诅，就赎我们。他就赎我们脱离律法的咒诅。
So we see that the Lord Jesus died because of the law.
所以我们看到了主耶稣基督死是因为律法。
It was the law that condemned us to death.
因为律法把我们都定为死罪。
And he died our death for us.
然后主耶稣为我们被钉死。
So I, through the law,
所以说我因律法
died to the law,
就向律法死了。
And where did I die to the law?
我在哪里向律法死了呢？
In Christ,
在基督里。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我与基督同被钉在十字架上。
I have been murdered with Christ.
我与基督一同被谋杀。
I have been killed with Christ.
我与基督一同被杀。
I, through the law, died to the law.
所以因着律法就向律法死了。
The law said, you must die.
律法说你必须死。
And Christ died.
基督死了。
He died.
他死了。
And in him,
在他的里面
I died.
我也死了。
Now we have a problem with this, don't we?
我们是不是对这件事情有个问题？
We know that Christ died.
我们知道基督死了。
This is a fact of history.
因为这是历史上的一个事件。
But that I died in him?
但是要说我在他里面也死了。
That is the problem.
那就成为一个问题了。
I know he died.
我知道他死了。
But what about me?
那我呢？
How do we understand this?
我怎么来明白我死了？
Well, let's go back to Genesis.
好。
And chapter 17.
那就让我们看创世纪十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
创世纪第十七章。
And verse 5.
第十七章第五节。
No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of many nations.
创世纪十七章第五节，从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你做多国的父。
Now we think about this.
当我们思想这件事情。
Here is Abraham.
这里是亚伯拉罕。
God speaks to Abraham.
神对亚伯拉罕说话。
Abraham is an old man.
亚伯拉罕已经很老了。
He's 99.
九十九岁了。
He's old.
很老。
He has no children.
他没有孩子。
He and his wife have no children.
他和他的妻子没有自己的孩子。
And his name is Abram.
那时候他名叫亚伯兰。
Which means exalted father.
就是一个高升的父亲。
I don't know whether some people would have thought that's a funny name for him.
是不是有人会觉得他叫这个名字很好笑呢？
Not much of a father, is he?
他其实自己根本也不是一个父亲。
But then God changes his name.
然后神就改换了他的名字。
To Abraham.
他要叫亚伯拉罕。
Which means father of a multitude.
意思就是说多国的父亲。
So here comes Abraham.
所以亚伯拉罕来了。
And his servants are gathered around. He says, gather everybody, I have something to say.
他说他对仆人说，把所有人都叫来，我要跟你们讲一件事情。
Yes, what is the old man going to tell us now?
好，这个老人现在要跟我们讲什么呢？
Don't call me Abram anymore.
他说，不要再叫我亚伯兰了。
Call me Abraham.
要叫我亚伯拉罕。
And his servants go.
然后他的仆人就偷笑。
Are they laughing?
他们在笑。
Oh, father of a multitude.
你现在要做好多人的父亲了。
How old are you, Grandpa?
爷爷，你今年几岁啊？
99.
九十九了。
Call me Abraham.
他说，叫我亚伯拉罕。
Father of a multitude.
我是一个多国多人的父亲。
Look at Abraham's face.
你们看看亚伯拉罕的脸。
They may have laughed at him.
他们可能是在笑他。
But he was not laughing.
但是他自己没有笑。
Because he believed God.
因为他信神。
Who calls the things that are not as if they were.
神是从无变有的神。
And what God speaks is more dependable than what you can see.
神说了，他就比你眼睛所能见的更加可靠。
So this is Abraham's faith.
这就是亚伯拉罕的信心。
He believed God.
他信神。
He said, I am the father of a multitude.
他说，是的，我现在就是多国的父亲了。
Before he even had a son.
在他有一个孩子之前，他已经这么相信了。
This is God's working.
这就是神的工作。
This is God's way.
这就是神的方法。
So we come back over to Galatians.
所以我们回到加拉太书来看。
And the word of God says, you have been crucified with Christ.
神说，你已经与基督同钉十字架。
And you say,
你说，
Amen.
Amen.
I have been.
是的，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And then I say to you, do you feel crucified?
然后有人问你，你感觉你是被钉十字架了吗？
And you say no.
你说没有。
Well, how do you know?
那你怎么知道呢？
Because God has spoken.
因为神说了。
And this event for God is as real as if it was right now.
这个事件对神来说就像 现在此时此刻那样的真实。
What is it that has been crucified?
所以被钉在十字架上是什么呢？
The scripture says the body of sin has been crucified.
圣经说是罪的肉体被钉在十字架上了。
The body of sin, it's at Romans chapter 6.
罪的肉身在罗马书第六章。
Verse 5.
第六章第五节。
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
第六章第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
So in verse 5, we're quite clear.That the Lord Jesus died and rose again.
在第五节里，我们就很清楚看见主耶稣死了，也复活了。
And then in verse 6, knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin.
然后在第六节里，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架。使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Now in verse 8, now if we died with Christ, we believe we shall also live with him.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over him.
因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God.
第十节，他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
There's that phrase, he lives to God.
这里有一句话，他活是向神活着。
And in Galatians, Paul said,I through the law died to the law that I might live to God.
而同样的在加拉太书二章十九节里面说到因着律法向着律法死了叫我可以向神活着。
Now we have no doubt about the Lord Jesus.
我们毫不怀疑主耶稣基督。
He died to sin.
他向罪死了。
He rose from the dead.
他从死里复活。
He ascended into heaven.
他升上高天。
He lives to God.
他向神活着。
He is at the Father's right hand.
他在父的右边。
He reigns in glory.
他在荣耀里面掌权。
He is there.
他在那里。
He is with God.
他与神同在。
He is in his presence.
他在神的面前。
This is the Lord, this is true of the Lord Jesus.
对主耶稣基督来说，这是完全真实的。
And we don't have trouble with that.
我们一点不怀疑。
But then it says, God has said we were in him.
然后神说我们在基督里面。
When he died.
当他死的时候。
And we were in him when he rose again.
我们也在那里，当他复活的时候。
He lives to God.
他向着神活着。
And we in him live to God.
我们也在他里面向神活着。
Back to Galatians.
回到加拉太书。
I have been crucified with Christ.
加拉太书二十节，二章二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It's no longer I who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ lives in me.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
So there's a death.
所以这里有一个死。
And there's a resurrection.
也有一个复活。
I ask you.
我来问你。
When you come to God.
当你来到神的面前。
When you kneel down to pray to God,
当你跪下来向神祷告。
When you come to the Lord with a problem or with a question,
当你带着问题来到神面前。
What hinders you?
有什么拦阻你的？
Is it not the body of sin?
不是那一个罪吗？
Is it not your sinful nature?
不是你罪的本相拦阻你吗？
Is it not all that is in you which is contrary to God?
不是在你里面那与神一直做为敌的东西吗？
How would it be if all that was just taken away?
如果这一切的拦阻一下子都被拿走的时候会怎样呢？
And in its place,
在这个地方
you were given another life,
你得到了另外一个生命
that was pure,
那是纯洁的
that was godly,
圣洁的生命
that was clean,
完全清洁的生命
that was Christ,
是基督的生命
How would that be?
你会怎么感觉？
We long for that day.
我们非常渴慕那一天。
That day is coming.
而那一天也在即将来到。
Surely, surely, that day is coming.
那一天一定马上来到。
But that day is also present.
但那一天其实也在今天。
There is a coming day when I will be delivered from this sinful nature.
将来的确有一天，我将被从我的罪身里面
And I shall be raised from the dead.
释放出来，我会从死里复活。
And I shall be made new.
我会被更换一新。
And I hope you'll recognize me on that day.
而且我盼望到时候你还认得我。
I'm going to be shining and radiant.
我会全身发光。
And Christ will fill me.
耶稣基督会充满我。
And you'll see the beauty of Christ in me without any imperfection.
而且你会看到基督的美丽从我的里面完全彰显出来。
And I hope I'll see the beauty of Christ in you.
我也希望看到基督的美丽在你的里面。
That day is coming.
那一天会来到的。
But so far as God is concerned, that day has come.
但是对神来说，那一天已经来到了。
And he can receive us.
他可以来接纳我们。
He can embrace us.
他可以拥抱我们。
He can claim us as his own.
他可以把我们当作他自己的孩子。
He can say, my child.
他说，我的孩子啊。
My beloved.
我的爱人啊。
My inheritance.
我的产业啊。
Because.
因为。
We died with Christ.
我们已经与基督同死。
And all that alienated us from God died in Christ.
所有一切与神为敌的罪性都已经与基督同死。
And the door was thrown open.
这个大门被打开了。
One day there'll be a new creation.
有一天会有新造。
The universe will burn.
新天新地宇宙会重
新。And there'll be a whole new creation.
会有一个完全全新的天地。
We read about it at the end of Revelation.
这是我们在启示录里面读到过的。
But that new creation has begun.
但是那一个新造其实已经开始了。
And it's in every one of God's children.
它在每一个属神的儿女心里。
That new creation in their spirit is there.
那一个新造在他们的灵里面已经在那里了。
And one day this death will be swallowed up.By life.
有一天这个死亡要被生命吞灭。
I have been crucified with Christ.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
It's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, in the body.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God.
是因信神的儿子而活。
You know, actually in Greek, what it says is, the life I live in the flesh, I live in faith.
你知道在希腊的原文里面这句话的、翻译是这样的。我如今在肉身活着，我向着神的儿子在信心里而活。
In the flesh, in faith.
在肉身，在信心里面。
So this is not unrealistic.
所以这不是一个不实际的东西。
Paul knows better than all of us that this...Body of sin is still present with us.
保罗比我们都知道，我们今天这个肉身还是在。
But like Abraham, he is believing.
但是就像亚伯拉罕一样，他相信。
And he says, "The life I live in the flesh, I live in faith."
所以他说，我在肉身活着的那个生命，我在信心里面活着。
I believe God.
我相信神。
I don't call God a liar.
我不以神为撒谎的。
I've seen the wonder of this, the mystery of this.
我看到了这里面的奥秘。
The Son of God loved me.
神的儿子爱我。
And gave himself for me.
为我舍己。
And I am not going to set aside the grace of God.
所以我不废掉神的恩。
I am not going to live as if Christ died for nothing.
我不会活着好像基督是为我白白死了。
I'm going to live in the reality of what he accomplished.
我要在他已经为我成就的现实中活着。
I'm going to come boldly to the throne of grace.
我要坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座面前。
I'm going to call God my father.
我要称神为我的父亲。
And I'm going to speak to him boldly.
我要坦然无惧地向他说话。
As one who is in no way separated from my God.
因为没有一样东西可以把我和神隔开。
Because I believe him.
因为我相信他。
Maybe we should change our name.
可能我们也应该把我们的名字改一下。
We could change our name like Abraham.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
What name would you like to call yourself?
你想要叫自己什么名字呢?
Perhaps you could call me Holy One.
也许你可以叫我那圣洁的那一个。
Or Friend of God.
神的朋友。
Something like that.
像这样。
And you'd say, oh, I would never take a name like that.
你说，哦，我可不敢。叫这样的名字。
But Abraham took an outrageous name, didn't he?
但是亚伯拉罕他接受了那样奇妙的一个名字。
Father of a multitude.
多国之父。
Yes.
是的。
Justified.
因信称义。
Made right with God.
被神看作是对的。
Peace with God.
在神里面有平安。
Eternal life abiding in me.
永生在他的里面。
His child now and forever.
是永远做他的孩子。
Blessed be his name.
称颂赞美主我们的主。
Lord, we thank you and bless you for the beloved one who loved us and gave himself for us.
主，我们感谢你，赞美你，因为你所爱的爱我们，为我们舍命。
Lord, we don't want to set aside the grace that you have shown us.
主啊，我们不要把你给我们的恩惠抛弃在一边。
But we want to enter into this grace.
但我们要进入那一个恩典。
We want to stand in this grace.
我们要站立在这样的恩典之间。
We want to be immersed in this grace.
我们要沉浸在这恩典当中。
We want to live by this grace.
我们要靠这恩典而活。
And we want to serve you in this grace.
我们也愿意在这恩典中来侍奉你。
Lord, grant us revelation.
主啊，向我们启示。
Give us understanding.
给我们明白。
And faith.
给我们信心。
Lord, we want to walk in the steps of Abraham.
主啊，我们要跟随亚伯拉罕的脚中行。
And we want to be friends of God.
我们也愿意成为神的朋友。
Lord, work out your purpose in us.
主，照着你的美意在我们的里面。
And fulfill your heart's desire in us.
在我们的里面成全你的心意。
We ask this in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。阿门。